Parent Swap by Terence Blacker. Read by Tom Lawrence. Chapter 1. Super Mess. Sometimes I have an out-of-body experience. I can be walking down the street, or in the flat with my family, or doodling at the back of Mrs. Elliot's class, and then suddenly, I'm gone. I feel myself lifting out of my skin, soaring slowly upwards like an eagle, until I'm looking down at the person who once was me, but who is now just a tiny microscopic dot in the scene below. When I come down again, I'm not really me anymore. Or, if I am, I seem to have become another version of me. This new guy is 13, like me, and he looks and sounds just like me, but he dresses better. He has a cooler haircut. When someone says something mean to him, he can think of a snappy comeback line there and then rather than half an hour later. He lives in a big house with gardens and a peacock on the lawn, this boy. He has a nice family, and he has a butler called Harry Flintock, who is also his best friend. He doesn't go to school because his work as an explorer, spy, man of action, traveller of the world, amateur psychic, environmental campaigner and millionaire is too important for him to waste time listening to Mrs. Elliot banging on like a gypsy on a tambourine. His name is J. Daniel Bellingham. J. is almost always in the middle of some kind of adventure. He might be swimming with dolphins, or whitewater rafting, or riding his quadruped, a car he invented himself, across the desert, or just being interviewed by the world's press after he has done something particularly amazing. But occasionally, he will be in a bad mood, angry about some of the stuff that...